Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagen. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Show. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden. A couple days before Christmas and a lot to be cheerful about, I think.
That's right. Yay, Truth Straight Up. The show brought to you today by ColoradoCitizenPress.com, or their national site, which is great, is AmericasCitizenPress.com, something we go to every day. I check them out.
And they're nice enough to promote us all over the country. So that's great. Mm-hmm. We just got our numbers in and we're doing great.
Yeah, thank you to the guys at VBS for helping us figure that out. And looking at it, was like, whoa, they're doing better than expected. So and we had good high expectations today. So we're going to start off with John O'Connor here in a few minutes. He was Deep Throat's lawyer. He's a former U.S. attorney, author of Postgate, how Washington Post betrayed Deep Throat and essentially launched the whole corrupt media institution. And then coming up at 3:30, investigative columnist Michael Tao. I love Michael. Hopefully he's not drinking caffeine, Michael, if you hear me. Michael is worse than me when it comes to
no
that.
No one is worse than me.
All right. He's almost as bad as me, but wanted to talk to him about this whole SolarWinds cyber thing.
Russian.
If I was
Russia.
Exactly, you know what?
Cozy bear.
And here's the thing, Chuck. If I had, because I was kind of like, I just wonder what is it they're not telling us, right? I just finished right before the show reading a blog by Lawfare, which is a Democrat operative. It's a political operative for the Democrat Party.
The key is one of the most important.
Right.
Ones.
So I read a blog by them telling us how horrible, how serious this whole cyber attack is, and why we must do something right now. Something that probably involves hiring a bunch of consultants and lobbyists to do new stuff that will cost us more money. So I thought, if I wasn't suspicious before, which I was, I'm even more suspicious now that Lawfare is blogging about it. Lawfare, you remember, brought us the DNC hack by Russia. And Michael Tao has some interesting observations.
Brilliant guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a very brilliant guy. Well, we're waiting to get John.
Does BBS have the backup number?
They've got all of the phone numbers. Yes.
Okay.
You know, sometimes the holiday stuff, that can be tricky. Wow. But in the meantime, to bring you up to speed. So Donald Trump is trolling. I don't know. I think they should be very careful with Donald Trump in his last few days in office, if indeed he is going to be leaving. So he vetoed the defense spending bill. This shows you what a bunch of swamp creatures they are. So all year, essentially, Congress and the senators have been holding hearings, holding big tech's feet to the fire, smacking around Mark Zuckerberg and everybody. Meanwhile, though, of course, while the big tech companies are donating literally millions and millions of dollars into campaign costs. Offers and to get Democrats elected. So they give Donald Trump a defense spending bill. This, by the way, is different from the COVID relief bill. So there are a couple of bills floating around right now. So don't get confused about that. But Trump had told them, if you don't include a repeal of Section 230, which essentially regards big tech, I'm not going to sign it. All it would do is what this does is it would remove essentially a shield that protects them from the same kind of accountability that every other newspaper, every other publishing company, every other entity, I guess, is that the right word, Chuck, mm-hmm. that does what they do, they could be held liable for it, right? Now, they try to say, oh, well, we're just a platform, but it's made clear. They've made it clear. All they do is censor stuff, censor it horribly. We've been censored. They refused to even post one of our shows because it talked about stealing the election. So Trump said, just repeal that section. Make them accountable like every other publishing platform in the country. And they didn't do it. I mean, they talked and talked and talked about it, Chuck, forever, right?
Right.
And instead they did when they had a chance to do it, they did nothing. And now they say, well, we're going to override the veto. So why not just put that in? He also said it was too nice to China. I mean, all kinds of other things. But it's like, thank you, Donald Trump. Right. And they have the right numbers. So they, you know, Trump could, I think, and hopefully he will stick to his guns on this. But the Senate and the Congress, they could simply do what they've been telling us they were going to do. Oh, we're going to be tough on big tech, but not at all. They aren't tough at all. The other thing that Trump has done is said, and Yvonne, I'd get your thoughts on this strategy. But the other thing that Trump has done, Chuck, is regarding the COVID relief bill, which Lauren Boebert is tweeting, which I think is pretty funny. All this is an Amazon gift card, the $600, because they've got all the stores are still locked down. So it's not like you go to your neighborhood restaurant, at least in Colorado, and spend it. And Trump has said, give him $2,000. $600 is stupid. Plus the whole thing is take money out of the, I don't know, maybe we could give a little bit less to Afghanistan gender program, not even transgender, just gender in general. Mm. Like for somehow or another, they're confused about gender in Pakistan.
It goes to a nonprofit in the United States to teach the Pakistanis what they should think.
Right, exactly. Who cares what the Pakistanis actually think or want to think?
The Mutas in Pakistan. Oh yeah, that's right. Women better.
Like as if Lindsey Graham, it's like, oh, okay. Once they realize that Lindsey Graham is tweeting about it, the folks in Pakistan will just change their tune. But anyway, Trump is saying, hey, we could spend a little bit less on that and spend more on the give people $2,000. Now, interestingly, the Democrats are all for this. They're like, great. And the Republicans are blocking it. What do you think is going on there?
Republicans hate
people.
People. I mean, it's just and it's politically suicide. Oh, no. And Pat Toomey, a senator from Pennsylvania, said, I'm not a fan of direct payments. No, you're in favor of what to who?
Right. We're in favor of more corrupt under the table payments.
Not direct payments. But we must get them out to somebody or something else.
That would make sense if, for instance, they weren't giving us $600 in direct payments. Mm. So somehow or another,
they didn't want to. I think that's what the Democrats said. They got a great thing. They're getting everybody the crumbs. But the Republicans are insane. I mean, they just point out they don't give a damn about anybody. Donald Trump does. And for them to fight against this is and McConnell, you know, just like McConnell desperately doesn't want the Electoral College challenge to come to the Senate, because then most of the senators will vote against it.
Right. And they don't
and vote for.
And they know that the people like Trump.
Yeah. And they'll vote for Joe Biden. And that will look awkward, of course. You will find out, you know,
not just
who are the total squishes and who are the only partially squishy people.
Or the Diablo Republicans. Democrats and all but label only, coined by
Matt Arnold. Republicans, which means devil in Spanish. It's just incredible to me that the Republicans are this stupid. It is shocking because it's giveaway money, right? I mean, they're just printing it. They don't have the money. So you're fighting against that because what?
Well, and here's the thing.
The American people suck to you.
And
here's the other thing. They're saying, oh, my God, if this doesn't all go through, the government will shut down. Oh,
darn,
no.
Darn.
You mean these people won't get paid like we don't get paid? Of course, when the shutdown's over, they get their money plus interest and whatever else. It's disgusting. I tell you, Donald Trump is our only hope. I mean, the rest of these people, our own Cory Gardner, he's a man of the people, you know.
He's a man of the chamber. He's always
a man of the chamber, but it's just amazing. We're having trouble getting a hold of John.
So let's go ahead and we'll open up to the phones. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. If you want to weigh in on any of the events of the day, I don't know. So what do you think is going to happen, though? So Trump has said he's on the way down to Florida for the holidays. One other aside on that. This has been kind of funny. Politico has a story, their headline story. White House said everybody's in disarray. No one knows what Trump's plans are as he leaves for Christmas.
Oh, no.
It's like, first of all, no, we all know what Donald Trump's plans are. He said, I plan to fight until the very end and prove that I won the election. Now, what's in question is, can he do that? Of course. But there's no doubt, and there never has been any doubt as to Donald Trump's plans. The only thing is the mainstream media is like, wait, he did not concede like we've been telling him to forever, right? And so if he's not conceding, then he must not have any plans. It's like, no, he does indeed have plans. So let's see, we've got Barney on line two. Hey, Barney, thank you for calling in.
Hey, Chuck and Julie. I'm not going to yell. I want to tell both you guys, first off, thanks for giving us, you give me a lot of listen time. I get a lot out of you guys. So,
Thank you.
I just appreciate it. I want to tell you Merry Christmas, and I hope your numbers are up there. I hope they're good. I hope I haven't ran anybody off.
No, you're half our Chapino. People love you.
They want you to be chairperson. I don't know if you were listening the other day. They want you to be chairperson of the Colorado Republican Party, yeah, just so you know. So,
hey, that'll work. As long as I can bring my stick and my pepper spray, I'm good with
there
that.
There you go.
I'm awesome with
right.
that.
That
and
would
the
be
Black
the way to
rifle,
do it.
Just in case. What's that?
That might be the way to handle the Republicans, right? You just have to stick in the pepper spray and say.
Whack, give them a little pepper spray if they're stronger than me and then bust them in the head. It works really good at the truck stop. I've used the pepper spray and not had to whoop any Green Berets' butt that I've been told I was going to get whooped on by a Green Beret. And it didn't work out good for him. But anyway, I don't think he was a Green Beret. I want to say this to you. I think I'd rather sleep with rats. You know what? We're right about the Republicans. They're scum. This bill is disgusting. $25 million to the Kennedy Center. But you can't get the
Broadway and everybody else. Yeah.
Don't forget that. Yeah, but we're helping you guys with cover. And you know, personally, I make really good money. I'm an overpaid fuel hauler. I know I am, but the bottom line is I wouldn't take their money. I just wouldn't. And I would say this. I got Kenny on my side, by the way, so I wouldn't want anybody to, have a stroke or maybe choke to death on their puke. But I would like to see a meteor or something maybe hit that building while all those pukes are in there. I could live with that, and I would not shed a single effing tear. Not one. So,
they don't care about us at all. Anyway, you look at this bill, number one, if they cared, they would just open the economy. That's all they have to do. They don't have to give us any. The relief they have to give us is just go ahead and let us all go back to work, let restaurants open, let stores open, let people not have to wear masks. But, they can't do that.
That's where the big numbers are. So, you can look Rev in the eye and you can tell them, hey, buddy, so when you hit about 25, 28, you're making pretty decent money. I'm guessing by then it'll be, the average will be 120, 150, whatever. You know what? You could just look you in the eye and say, hell with you guys. You guys are ruining. You're ruining your kids. We're ruining their. It's just, it's disgusting. It is. The only word for it is disgusting. It really is. And I, you know what? If a Republican tells me that I need to vote party, I am at the age. When you're young, you don't give a damn if you live or die because you're invincible. Well, when you hit my age, you're done with all the kids going to college. Everybody's good. Hey, guys, I'm ready. I really am. I'm absolutely ready, and I don't really give a damn. So, but anyway, I do. Merry Christmas. It's been nice, I love having you guys in my life. So, sorry, Chuck, if I drive you up the effing wall, you'll just have to deal with it.
You're wonderful.
All right, Barney, thank you for calling. We love you. We love you. All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas to Barney. And Barney, if you're still listening, Leo is saying, Barney, Merry Christmas. Here, let me read a couple of things. Trump, this is from Sandra. Trump needs to veto the stimulus bill and name the foreign countries and the amount of monies that Congress voted to give them and the special interest groups. This is being done as people are losing their livelihoods and businesses. Exactly. Then Leo says he would just need a corn cob remover and would do fine with a little rhino hose. Sandra says, Barney, I love you. She likes a meteor idea. And then Leo says, Sandra, when Trump first came in, he had mentioned making everything in the budget be justified. But the wonderful Paul Ryan said next time. Hey, and I don't know. I thought I saw Anil Mathai in the waiting room. Hey, Anil, if you are there, yay.
Yay.
We have a Christmas show that we taped that'll run on Friday, just so everybody knows. And during that show, we nominated and elected you to be, and go ahead and unmute yourself, to be the Republican Party chairperson.
It's over.
Just so you know, we're working behind the scenes.
It's over.
Hey, thank you.
Perfect timing, Julie, for that nomination.
Yeah,
it's like trying to be a conductor on a train after it fell off the track.
Yeah, well, listen. Well, let's get your thoughts on that. I mean,
what do you think of the designated establishment one, Scott Gessler?
Yeah, I met Scott. I know him. He's a nice guy, but nothing's going to get done.
Well, why is the other side always nice as they try to destroy your life?
Of course.
Nice guys. Yeah, Scott Kessler's not a nice guy.
Well, he's not the current state registered agent, Jeff Hayes.
guy. Why don't you call Jeff a nice guy too?
Yeah, no way. And they're all crooks. And so, nothing's going to get done. I don't know. You know what's interesting, Chuck and Julie, is yesterday's vote. Loeffler and Perdue from Georgia both voted for that stimulus bill. Isn't that interesting? And I told people I'm in the extreme minority, but I think the Republicans will lose the Senate election in Georgia. How could you win in a corrupt system?
I think you're absolutely right, Anil. I don't even know why that's even why they're even trying. I mean, if they really wanted to win the election, they should seek out election integrity. But instead, I mean, Stacey Abrams every day, she's like, oh, I found another million absentee votes. And then what is the Secretary of State there saying? Oh, we need to fix this after the election. Good luck with that.
Hey, if they're not complaining and Abrams is not complaining, that means the system is going in their direction.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, Chuck, and you guys have said this so many times. I mean, we are the party. I don't even think it's stupid anymore. I think we're outright treasonous. I wouldn't. The Republicans have sold the country out.
What do you think they're going to do with the stimulus, with the COVID stimulus thing? I mean, it is kind of a weird thing that all of a sudden they put themselves in the position of, and then they're going to be mad at Trump for doing it, but because they're like, well, he didn't tell us how much he wanted. It's like, I know, why don't we just think about what the American, first, I think it's a bad idea anyway. I think they should just let us go back to work. Then we wouldn't need a stimulus check that isn't going to do anything for anyone.
That's right. That's right.
But then the Republicans are now like, no. We just want to give what did Trump is tweeting? It's a good thing they haven't discovered life on other planets, because the Republicans in Congress would want to give money to them, too, before American citizens.
Well, here's a question. Maybe you know. I don't think, I'm not sure you would. And maybe Randy Corcoran would know. What does the Republicans, when they have these negotiations, what are they negotiating for? I understand what the Democrats are negotiating. They're to give all their money indirectly to all their nonprofits and everything else.
Climate
to keep the money.
Stuff,
but it's all themselves, right? Mm-hmm. What does the Republican Party be pushing? Okay, $15 million to Pakistan for gender studies, and we get in return what?
Chuck, you know what the issue is. It's all about their own personal pockets. That's what it's all about.
Okay, even their own personal pockets, $15 million for Mitch McConnell. But that doesn't say that in the bill. I mean, I can go through the bill and identify, and it's almost all of them, massive amounts going to Democratic groups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find any going to
the military stuff, military industrial.
Well, yeah, there's some of that. I mean, they love a good war in Afghanistan and stuff. But killing people in Afghanistan what the Republican Party fights for? I mean, that's what they we're
that's
not
what Liz
gonna,
Cheney wants.
Yes, Liz, yeah, I know it is what Liz Cheney wants. I mean, McConnell, you know, was doing okay with the judicial nominations and so forth, but now he's once again become hated as a buffoon. I mean, it's just amazing.
They have their pockets lined up. They have their contacts. It looks like the Democrats are getting everything that they want. But, you know, Chuck, somehow the money's coming back to different people's pockets.
Well, I know, but where?
It's 5,000 pages. It's buried
but,
in there
but
somewhere.
I don't know where. I mean, you
know.
Well, you
got to look at it. I did look at it. Oh, okay.
I don't find ones for a Republican. I just find, oh, yeah, I can identify that. Then these nonprofits will get this. I never see where it goes to, you know, choice schools. No, it doesn't.
Oh,
in fact, it prohibits choice schools.
It prohibits choice schools.
You'd think Republicans were going to, no, we don't want to do that. They will give more money to the military. It's just, I don't know. You know, the majority on a local level, you know, Republicans control 30 of the 50 chambers. And so, you know, it's hardly a moribund party. But at the national level, I'm lost. I mean,
Chuck, at the national level, you know, both sides are pro big government. The Republicans want military and government growth through the military. The Democrats want it through other infrastructure. They're both the same big government.
Right.
Yeah, but what does it get? I mean, other than the military industrial complex, which isn't really doesn't get me a lot of money. Last time I checked, is that it? Is that it? It's the money for Raytheon. I'm supposed to be happy that they're going to give another billion and a half to Raytheon. Is that what the Republicans are? I don't know. I mean, you know, we could ask Corey. I'm sure he'd know.
Well, you know, he's already set. I mean, he voted for this anyway yesterday, but he's set to come back to Yuma, Colorado. You know.
Open up a law practice there. Do DUIs and other stuff. You bet.
The saddest part is how many foolish people in the party, you know, really believed him and believed this whole mechanism. These people were all playing the game of the big money, the consultants. And the consultants told them, reach out to the unaffiliates and open the tent and all this other stuff. And they robbed the party. They killed the party. And that's what's happening here. Interesting.
Well, you're talking about Scott Gessler. He's in the pocket of Josh Penry and
they all are.
Andy
they,
George yeah. and everything else. Well, do we have anybody? At least got Trump. We got somebody.
You know, I hope, honestly, I hope Lauren Boebert is okay, but she came out with her staff listing today, and I didn't know who it was on that list from Grassroots. It's an interesting list of her her new staff. So her press, you take a look at the press release. I don't know who the Grassroots people are on there.
Okay.
The only one I know of was a state representative who's covering Pueblo. That was her district, was Clarice Navarro. But it's an interesting thing. What happened to all the grassroots people that got her through the primary?
Where's her campaign manager that got through the primary? I met her. She seemed great.
She stuck around in a much lesser role.
No, she didn't stick around in a much lesser role. She was kicked out. You got to be kidding me. Oh, okay. I'll do the voluntary calls to people.
As soon as she took Tipton out of the primary. Yeah. Shauna and others from the state party got involved, and
that's
on the
right.
Staff,
Shauna helped her out. Yeah.
Well, let me ask.
So she'll sell us out, right?
Let me ask.
They say people are policy, right? It's an interesting thing. Her Facebook post and everything else is great, but it's just an interesting thing when I read that list.
Anil, listen, then I want to ask you a serious question, but Leo is saying you are actually officially voted in using the Chuck and Julie voting machines.
Yeah, the Chuck and Julie Dominion voting machine.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they used at the state party last time.
Yes, wasn't that great?
Where do you see things going? I mean, Trump is still fighting. Like I was saying at the beginning of the show, it's kind of funny. Politico has this like, oh my God, horrible headline saying everything is in disarray at the White House. Trump is leaving and no one knows what he's doing. And I'm like, nobody's made it clear what he's doing, but what do you see happening with maybe local Republican Party and National Republican Party?
Local, I think what's going to happen is we go back to school boards and city councils, local races, but it's got to be a new party. The Republican Party is dead.
Yes.
It's got to be a new grassroots party where the people on the ground level has control, and you have some kind of intelligent leaders who can lead that situation. The Republican Party is dead. There's nothing to do there. They're no different from the Democrats. They played everybody. And a lot of conservatives, hang on to Republicans, but we get played every single year. So right. I think locally, Colorado has that opportunity with multiple parties here to probably knock the Republican Party down to a minority status, similar to, I think, what happened in 2010. With the governor's race, I think, at the time. But just the thing here is, or close to it, but
right.
that's what's going to have to happen here. At the national level, the Republicans are on a limited oxygen here. And the Georgia thing, I think they're going to lose. And so they basically, what's the point? They love being in the minority because they actually raise more money that way.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point here. They don't care about principles, constitution, or anything like that. They care about money. And that's how they control everything.
Well, so do Democrats, but at least they win, at least they get their grassroots organizations money. I mean, at least they funnel it down to Planned Parenthood and all their other disgusting ones. Where does the Republican Party?
They keep it. Well, it goes to their relatives.
Well, I don't know who it goes to, but it doesn't go to choice school initiatives. It doesn't go to anything.
Yeah, that's because, Chuck, principles are not what's driving them. That's the issue here.
Well, I know, but self-preservation. How about getting, the Democrats do it, but just for self-preservation, get all those people excited about their party. Why doesn't Republicans, it's great that Raytheon likes these pigs, but I don't get it.
Well, because self-preservation is not about for them and within the party. It's about them and their families. That's what self-preservation is. They don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats, as long as they get the money and protect themselves, That's kind of where you're at. So Colorado, Julie, in general, is done unless the grassroots can stand up. I think I'm hoping for a Hail Mary here on January 6th and January 20th. We'll see what happens. It was good what Trump said yesterday. I was behind him. But part of me also wrestles with it because his Steve Mnuchin is the one that kind of drafted that bill. And so I don't know what the background is.
Oh, he looks like somebody you'd rely on.
He
looks like somebody you can trust, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He just has that honest face to them.
You know, one thing I'm kind of hopeful about, not even kind of, I'm very hopeful about is that's to say, like you said, there's not a Hail Mary on the 6th or the 20th. I think kind of like Patrick Neville, Donald Trump, if he, and hopefully, please God, he'll stick around, right? I think he can accomplish a great deal when he doesn't have to deal with all the fools in the swamp, when he can just be unleashed. And I'm hoping that that kind of thing happens and that that breathes life in all the way down, like you said, here in Colorado. And I absolutely agree with you. You know, it's got to be about the local races. Start there. Because we've seen firsthand through this COVID thing, the COVID hoax, what the local governments can actually do
to
people.
Here's the problem. Those people will also sell us out. I remember in 2010, I had the home phone number of Cory Gardner. And he would say, Chuck, you call anytime you want, 24/7.
Then he said he didn't know who we were.
Then he said he didn't know who we were. And he couldn't have been more of a Tea Party guy. Couldn't have been more of a pro-life guy. Couldn't have been all of those. And you're always amazed, and I've gotten over being amazed, by finding out who people really are. So let's say the Koch brothers. They funded Tea Party, right? Yeah, now, they only funded it because they wanted to con them into illegal immigration, and they liked the anti-regulation part, but they hid who they were. Sort of for a little while, and then he came out as Cozy Bear. but it's just you can't trust anybody. You'll get these people elected, and they'll turn. And there's no once they get in, you kind of go, we must unify.
Chuck, that's so negative, though. We have to have hope.
No, it's not. It's very positive.
It's true, but it's still.
I don't understand how Democrats always stay together, right? In the Senate, in the House, you know. Yeah. But the Republicans,
because the Democrats, the swamp is institutionalized and they don't have a problem with it. There are the Republicans, they try to pretend like they're not, I think, not part of the swamp. And that's why. And
how do you like the attack on Patrick Neville? You know, first and then repost an utterly
hit job.
Well, a hit job, but just lies, mendacity. You know, not telling the full story, just telling half in some cases. And then Kyle Clark, piles on, and then all these other people pile on. And you've had been piled on. You know, you've watched being piled on. Jenna Ellis was his attorney, who they decided to go after because she supported Trump. After she's been a public figure for at least a decade, And I was never a big fan of Jenna, but I've nowadays I'm a lot more. You just watched them trash her, and they do that. And you have different ones to trash you, so you get your choice. And I'm not sure you get to elect, but maybe you get to. You can have the Colorado Sun trash you. You can have the Denver Post trash you, or you can have Anschutz trash you through. Colorado Politics and the Colorado Gazette. If you're a grassroots conservative, you can pick one or all three to trash you. Right, they never trash moderates, never.
Well, Chuck, you're a businessman. You understand the news and with Julie. But are those papers ever? Are they even making money? That's the question I ask.
No. Well, the Denver Post is making money, but that's
all going back to
the it's all going back to the hedge fund people that own them. I don't think the other things. I don't know, but
no, they would.
I can't imagine that they're making money. I know they tried to get Chuck. One of them tried to get Chuck to buy it because
the Colorado Statesman,
right? And he's like, "Can you make any money?" They're like, "Well, no." Chuck made the wise business decision.
So Anschutz bought it, and
he doesn't care. I think.
I mean, there's a point where people, you know. I don't know. People, you're either stupid for believing lies or you give up not listening to lies. And so how do people not know that those, you know, those rags there, those toilet papers are basically, worthless?
They're all the same.
I think they do because it was kind of funny when we were the other day when we wanted to talk about the article, we couldn't find anyone. I had to just keep sending the links, right? I quit getting the actual paper, but because of the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, I subscribed to the online one. We couldn't find anyone who'd actually read it. Everybody's like, "Well, I don't get the post. I don't get the post. I don't get the post." let me give you one final question just to wrap it up because you're just great. Just your sort of thoughts on 2021.
You know, let's focus on our children and grandchildren. You know, that, I think that's where it's at, because what else do we have at this point? I mean,
their education, how they're doing a great job and depriving them of their education. They go on online, like Rev's upstairs, you know, he hasn't been to school for months. Reading score has plummeted. His math score has plummeted.
Oh, my kids are the same situation. They're going ballistic. They're like locked up. It's incarceration at home, you know?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Let's give up some of the liberties here. Not liberties. I'm saying give up, you know, whatever our extra time is, and just focus on children, grandchildren. Because at this point, we've stuck the middle finger at them. We're almost near $30 trillion in debt. We can't even pay that money back. They can't pay it off. Communist China is about to control us, or is controlling us. What am I saying? At this point, if we can focus local and try to give our children and grandchildren hope, other than that, what are we even doing anymore, you know?
Well, Michael Tao, who we're having on in a second, has said, you know, I kind of wonder, we've already been conquered, haven't we?
Yeah. No, we have not.
We have been played since the beginning. I've told everybody this, you know, this is just a con game. Everyone's fear, they know how to control. Kudos to the Democrats for doing a great job on this in an evil way. But what do you do? The only way you can do is to fight back. And it's up to like those gym owners in New Jersey that, you know, I don't know if you saw that clip where he was, you know, they're having their gyms and they don't care how many. Right. Was there $1 million fine already in Delmar, New Jersey? And so that's all we can do is keep fighting back, you know.
I agree.
Well, Mitch McConnell and the Cory Gardner, who's got not too much line, they'll be defending us.
And Neil, hey, thank you for popping in. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too, Lou. Yeah. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks. Same too. Thank you, Neil. Neil Mathai there. They're saying that we're going to officially vote him in as the head of the Colorado Republican Party.
Neil is too nice a guy for that to be done to him.
I know. He's too smart a guy.
Too smart a guy.
So we're going to wait. Hopefully Michael Tao will come on. We're having bad luck.
Got to have somebody come on.
Bad luck. If not, like I said, we can 888-627-6008. People can call.
Yeah. Well, but I'm just amazed by, you know, I mean, Anil was the chairman of the Adams County Republicans. And he's been a loyal Republican and stuff. And he's at this point where just kind of go, the state party is crap.
Well, it is. And I think, though, again, I go back to this is what gives me hope is it's doable. We know it's doable. The question is, can we do it? And will we do it, I guess? Not can.
Yeah,
well,
that was kind of
As I was saying that, I thought, of course, then there was the money part.
That's a little bit redundant.
Well, theoretically, it should be. I mean, that's what the Democrats did, right? The Democrats had
millions.
Okay. But they did is they realized their party was dead. Their party was not going to be helping them. There was no point paying attention. It's the same with the Colorado Republican Party, right? They don't have any money. No one's going to give them any money. And yet you do have, Chuck, some of these grassroots organizations. We had Matt Arnold saying, you know, he helps do some of the campaign, the finance stuff for the Neville organization. And he said he thought it was going to be an easy job, but instead it's obvious they have bazillions of small donors.
And hopefully that doesn't go to the, you know, I'm never giving to the Republican Party.
No, well, and no one is. Ever. And so maybe then we can do like they did. And like Anil said, you start local, you start target, you do things like we've done. You contribute to the recall thing going on in Westminster over the water rates. You find issues like that, because I think, and I hope that going into 2021, people are going to be tired. People are like, no one buys that they're going to die at any moment from COVID anymore, right?
Well, we have all these friends, ourselves, everybody else, all had COVID. It's not even the annual flu. You lose your sense of smell slightly. For me, it affected me the most because I'm the oldest, and Julie next, and with Rev, it was just kind of like, but you know, I mean, you got the local flu, you know, you get once a year.
I know, and everybody talks about that. Everybody says, yeah, it wasn't fun, and everybody got through it. So we're not saying it's not real. But what I'm hoping,
is the annual flu.
But they're trying already. They're floating this thing. Oh, it's mutating. It's mutating in Great Britain. And once it does that, oh my God. And then now it's going to attack children. So we have to keep kids at school.
Are we in some kind of twilight zone? Because all our guests are calling.
I know. It's like, I told you, we always got to be prepared.
Jeez.
Democrats also have people from Sandra who want the government taking care of them. Conservatives want small governments and to leave them alone to live their lives the way they want. And that is a big difference. except for Sandra, you know, the Democrats are winning, and the Democrat. I agree with O'Neill. What do you think is going to happen in Georgia? I think the Democrats are going to win. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so happy, right? They're saying we've got these votes, this votes, all these votes, right?
And well, it's possible that one of the candidates ekes through, and then we could have him. Let's go to Johnny from Denver on line three. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, you know, I have never heard any of these politicians say, hold up, put this back on the table, and give me something else. And I have a feeling that they're trying to just rack up so much debt so they can say, look, he had more debt than Obama.
You know, yeah, and I think they also are, all of them are on the opinion. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen on their watch. And if it does happen, they're not going to be hurt by it. You know, sooner or later, math tells you that like Rand Paul says, the dollar is going to be worthless sooner or later. And China's going to buy the debt. I mean, you can't rack up that kind of debt.
Well, if you could, if money did grow in trees, right, as Rand Paul said, why not give us a guaranteed income of $100,000 each? I mean, just print it and it'd be fine. And, you know, there'd be no
And then they have to unlock it. So,
I was proud of him when he said, stop, I'm not going to sign the thing, because I was thinking like $600. You know, a Nancy Pelosi ice cream for 6 months is $349. So you couldn't even buy her ice cream for a year.
No, yes, exactly. Well, and you know, here's the other thing, Johnny. The $600, I mean, I think if you make $75,000 or more as a couple, I think, then, or have made that, not currently making, if that's what your taxes were.
One time.
Then you don't get, you get like $5. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's, you know, and to Brianna's, you know, I don't think the $2,000, what they need to do is just release the economy. They need to let people go back to work. Yep. Don't give us, you know, and either that or, you know, just let restaurants open. You know, we were at a thing the other night at a restaurant. And so they had the tent there, right? And first of all, the heater wasn't working, so it was freezing. Then the heater was blowing propane air in at us. And Rev, we're like,
fire start.
Right, is this a good idea?
And we lost Rev, but it wasn't a bad experience.
And the doors were open. And I'm like, this is ridiculous, right? It's like, if you want the doors open, let's maybe let us go inside and open the doors. And it's like there's zero evidence that it spread through restaurants. I mean, that was probably the
clear. Even if it was, this
ridiculous.
This was no different than being inside of the door open. I mean, zero different.
So, and hopefully,
if Kevin Newsom kind of, you know,
$21,000.
Do you think this is a Democrat's way of reimagining restaurants?
Yes, I think so.
You know what it is? I think there is a lot going on there. Number one, I think that different people, I guess, or different groups have different agendas. One, they wanted to keep everybody poor so they could ram through this pork bill that they just did. They wanted us all to think, oh, well, stimulus.
Yeah. We need the government to survive
all of this. I think they also, basically, they want to, the mask thing, the reason that they keep saying, oh, we got to wear those, even though the science says it doesn't matter, is exactly.
They could care less about science. It's
all
never
about
let a crisis
us.
Go wasted.
And Johnny, you know, it is so frustrating. I don't know about you, but I get so frustrated, and I so applaud, and we all need to support the restaurants and say, hey, I'm staying open, because they have you over a barrel, right? You want to go in and not wear a mask, but if you go in, it's the local business guy who's going to get in trouble, not, you know, the Amazon people, or, you know, or the billionaires.
Oh, the nice people.
And so you want to resist. But if you do, they punish the wrong people.
Okay. And I'm 61. I had the COVID over Thanksgiving. Just had fevers, slept a lot. It was over. Now, my wife, she got a little upset. She was crying. I had to, you know, support her and say, hey, you know, be strong, you know, give her the Donald Trump speech. But it's like, please. It was a sickness. It happened. We got over it. We moved on.
Right.
And I don't see how they can keep the fear in people. Maybe because if you keep people inside, then they can talk to others
who have
and moved on.
I think that has something to do with the restaurants too. I mean, where do we congregate? Where do we get together? That's why they keep telling us, no, you can't get together. Of course, and they go get together.
No problem there. Right. I love that North Carolina city manager. Stay home. Don't do anything. Oh, I'm traveling. But that's different.
It's like
because I know all the circumstances and I've read all the rest. And the guy goes, well, why shouldn't everybody else do that? No.
Yeah.
She's part of the expert class that can weigh the risk.
And here's the thing, Johnny. And if they were really worried about COVID, they wouldn't be traveling anyway. So we know it's a hoax. Hey, listen, thank you for calling in. Merry Christmas,
Merry
to,
Christmas
you, to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Love your show.
All right, thank you. You know, Sandra just said, I agree, Julie, but there are idiots out there that believe this virus BS.
I know.
Sandra, this is my theory on those people.
You've got a sister that believes
it. Yes and no. Oh, I mean, I have some.
Changed.
Well, no, they say they believe it, but then you look at their actions, right? They say they believe it, then they go to Target. So, I mean, if you really
That's okay. The experts say that's okay.
Yeah. I think that there are people I think there are some people who actually have serious health issues, and those people, and we know some of them, take it very seriously, and I absolutely understand that. On the other hand, though, those people aren't saying, oh, we're all going to die any day. They're just saying, look, there is a risk to me. I think that there are some people who want to use this for whatever their reason is, an excuse to stay home, an excuse to not have to go to the office. I mean, I would, that's probably not a bad idea. And I think, again, you got the mainstream media. They just want to tell us what to do. They want to boss us around. They want to shame us. It's all part of this politically correct. And they can be politically correct and say, oh, you're killing people if you do this. No one buys it anymore. And I think that's become a much harder sell. So I don't know. I mean, when Joe Biden says, oh, 2021 is going to be the worst, they're already saying these are the headlines in Colorado. There was no Thanksgiving surge. But then it goes on to say, but there might be a Christmas surge. You know, the hospitals are not overrun, but they might be at Christmas. They're not going to let it go.
Well, I love out in California where they said that restrictions would trip in if hospitalization occupancy got above 75%. What they forgot to say, it's almost always above 75%, no matter what, during any time.
Yes.
And therefore, it's because they don't want to keep around, you know, have hospitalization beds where 10% thing. I mean, that's
like
a waste of time. Yeah. So they fill it up and it's 75. And so, wow, it's hit. We gotta go down.
Well, and these kind of things, I mean, when I was in working at the TV station, you know, they make it seem like, oh, the emergency rooms are full. Well, a lot of times what would happen is, and that happens all the time anyway, they would go on divert, right? You would hear them say, you know, UC Health or whatever is on, or, you know, Denver Health Medical Center is on divert. That means that they were full and they would just go to other. So they use it. And again, the numbers are just fake, right? We saw, was it in that count?
Napoleon said that history was agreed upon as was a set of lies or a fable agreed upon by all. And I think that's, or almost all. And that's what this is. I mean, as long as they can manufacture whatever they want, as long as they can get all the newspapers and mainstream media said it, then that's what the reality is. There is no reality. We live in an illusion.
Well, and look at the people who are making money, right? The people who are making money are the billionaires.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're using now their money like Facebook, like Amazon, Jeff Bezos to destroy the democracy.
Right.
And the Democrats, you know, even what is I reading? Fox News, the website, there's had something about Trump's baseless election fraud.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You may argue that that it wasn't enough, that it wasn't this, but you cannot argue that it's baseless. There was clearly election fraud. Now, how it happened, et cetera, and
Fox,
but you can't not argue. I mean, they have shown, and they've shown the ballots of people who were dead, had long been dead, and voted. That's election fraud. They can't say it's baseless, but they do.
Yes, they do. And it is amazing that I think Fox News is going to find a real difficulty.
Newsmax was predicting that they thought they could take over they would outrank them in 6 months. There was another thing I thought with the mainstream media, which is interesting, that just in viewership in general, they were hoping that it would go up in the pandemic, right, when it first started, which is, again, why they want us locked down, right? So it kind of went up a little bit, but then it just plummeted because it's all – stupid. It's junk. I mean, even we are like, we have eight, I don't know about you guys, but we have like 8 million channels. We have Netflix, we have Amazon Prime, we have all of this. And every night we're like, okay, let's watch a movie. And we're like, no, no, no.
So new Disney, woke film, oh no.
No.
Wonder Woman 84, wake, wake, woke, woke, woke. Hillbilly Elegy, you know. Oh, okay, oh boy, that's a great, that's a pro.
We
oh, they
tried.
Took all the pro-Trump stuff out
we
of that.
We tried watching Tiger King. I'm like, no, no, no. I mean, you know. And so we turn
and
on.
So thank God. We can get away from politics by watching sports like the NBA. Oh, no! No!
So what does Chuck watch? He watches like 1973 golf matches and golf championships.
Yes, yes, yes. Shell's Wonderful World of Golf.
And so the mainstream, I mean, your main cable, not just the network like ABC, NBC, and CBS, but all of the cable channels too, their viewership is plummeting. Netflix, who knows? I mean, there are all these streaming services going on. You know, I don't know. And then meanwhile, I look at, and this kind of going far afield here, but I watch our 9-year-old son, Rev, doesn't watch any TV. I'm like, do you want to watch a movie? He's like, no. He'll watch movies.
Do you want to watch sports? No.
He'll watch clips of movies on YouTube, but he'll have two or three things going at once.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is so annoying. He watches TikTok, which like of 30 seconds, right? So it's 30 second clips. Why make a movie anymore? You can just put together and with your own cell phone, right? You don't need all this stuff.
Well, he'll come up with some very erudite thing. Where'd you learn that, Rev? And he'll go, TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I know. He was talking TikTok. About Jupiter TikTok. And Saturn, that kind
yeah,
of stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Appearing in the sky, TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. So, oh, Sandra says, oh, voodoo. Okay. You know what? The trouble is, there's too much out there, and they're all stupid, is what I'm saying anymore. It's like just save your money and watch the Shell Golf Championship.
Yeah, Shell's Wonderful Golf, brought to you in 1963 or something. Oh, okay, great. And you know, who knows? They'll come in and put a all Black Lives Matter kind of banner across it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the vetoes. I think.
Oh, we know what's going to happen with the vetoes.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, they'll be overturned. No problem there. The Republicans, the only problem they have is maybe the Democrats will, because the Republicans. You know,
well, I mean,
I love Toomey. You know, I'm not a fan of direct payments. I'm a fan of what are you a fan of, Pat? You know?
So, well, and Trump hasn't said he was going to veto it yet, so I wonder what kind of game they're playing. Yeah,
well,
yeah, and you're right.
He's trying
kind of
to get a pocket veto for that, and then they couldn't overturn it. Maybe he's willing to get the defense appropriation.
I hope, you know, and meanwhile, there are more Republicans all the time in the House coming on board saying that they will vote not to approve whatever, certify the electoral college votes. And I go back to the YouTube censoring it and Fox saying it's baseless. You've got members of Congress saying they're going to vote to not certify it. You can ignore that, but you shouldn't.
Oh, there'll be 40 or 50. You know,
oh, it won't make enough.
It won't be enough, and it'll be the usual, as Fox News said, the Christmas miracle.
Well, and that's why, again, that political thing was so stupid. It's like White House in disarray, Trump leaves, and no one has any idea what his plans are. No matter how you cut it, who cares? If you're a politico, number one, his plans are to keep fighting, number one. But number two, well, then he's leaving. So, you know, they're just afraid, and I think Trump is trolling him on this. They're afraid he's going to do all kinds of nutty things like pardon, you know, Julian Assange or George Papadopoulos.
No,
I know.
Well, he already did, George.
Well, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, God knows what he's going to do.
Yeah.
It's like, and which is good. If you're Trump, I leave him guessing. And if I were Trump,
leave him guessing.
I'd do all kinds of stuff. I just do all kinds of stuff.
I would nuke
well,
the country.
And here's the thing. Keep in mind, at this time, 4 years ago, the Obama administration and the Obama White House had the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, they were spying on the Trump campaign lying to his face about it.
And then they tried to overthrow the regime.
Right. And then they tried to, exactly.
So that's okay. That's, you know, that's not seditious or treasonous. But
no.
Objecting to the crooked vote is seditious. It's treasonous.
It's crazy. What do you say? You want to wrap up? I think we don't have Michael wrap up a little bit early on this.
No, you can't wrap up a little early.
Yeah,
God. These people depend upon us. What are you talking about?
Okay.
All right, what should we talk about? Julie, let's talk about...
You want to talk about...
Whether Lauren Boebert will sell us out. What does everybody
think?
She
will not, yeah.
Do you think Lauren Boebert will sell it? Do you think when they got Butterball to
no,
help
No, who's
her
Butterball? I'm not...
Sandra.
Oh.
The one that crooks all
oh,
the
Shauna.
Shauna, I'm sorry.
Okay. Here's what I think. I'm going to have hope. I can see let's see, if you're Lauren Boebert and you're new, and she strikes me as she's sharp and she's run her business. I mean, so she's somebody who has had to make decisions, has had to weigh people, has had to, her decisions like really, really matter, right? I'm hopeful that what she's doing right now is listening to everybody and making her own decisions. Another, and which would be a smart thing to do. She's never been to Congress before. She doesn't even know where the offices are, right?
So well, she's smart. Well, I was there. I supported Tom Tancredo when he first ran for office back in 98. And I watched him go to Washington, and he's one of the very few that didn't sell us out.
Right.
And they went.
Ken Buck is kinda.
He sold us out.
Yeah, not totally.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it was not completely.
Your voting in Colorado is safe and secure. Well, it's a gold standard.
Right. He sells us out on some things.
Yeah, we don't know what Trump's doing. Yeah.
I don't think she will. It's
Butterball. Who Shauna, that's her nickname by all the people
who hate her.
Yeah. And there's myriads of people who hate her. She runs the Republican Party in Colorado. She's kind of like the step and fetch it. And she controls, she runs the elections that prevent any, she wasn't returning any calls from anyone. She wasn't establishment. So they all know her as Butterball.
But I think, though, back to Lauren Boebert, I don't think she will. I think that Lauren Boebert ran for a reason. I think, like Anil says, part of the problem is you got these politicians who have no principles.
But let me tell you, what Tom found to save his soul, he got destroyed. But they didn't give him any committee assignments. He couldn't do anything. They trashed him all the time and everything else. And so, I mean, and that's why I still today greatly admire Tom. But my guess is she'll sell us out.
Well,
but I hope not. I like her. I mean, I really like her a lot. But I think that the amount and weight of the incredible.
Yeah, Tom talks about that. He says he talks about how awful. He said they're constantly dragging you in and then beating you, right? And then they don't give you any power. They don't do anything for you. Like no one sits by you in the lunchroom,
kind of stuff.
They make it extremely uncomfortable, and it takes an extremely strong person. And like you said, admire Tom for standing up as well as he did. Here's a concern I have about Lauren Boebert, and like anything, it's a slippery slope, and they start in inches. Mm-hmm. So they say, well, look, we'll let you do this. If you just will do this, and you're like, well, okay, every time you choose the lesser of two evils, and all of a sudden you found you completely fallen down that slippery slope, and then and then I think.
Well, how many people do you know didn't sell us out? I don't know,
in Congress.
Well, just let's say in state government. I mean, the Nevilles didn't; they never sold us out, and so they got rid of them by funneling all this money into getting Democratic money against them and stuff.
And that's exactly right. What'll happen I thought you did. I'm sorry.
Funneling all the money into primary ones where they have squishes. And they put millions, more money in that race, those races, three in Weld County and one in Jeffco than Republicans had for years in the House.
And here's a question from Anil. Do you think Buck will challenge the election on January 6th? I haven't heard what he has said on that.
No.
I do know, I've seen some of his tweets, Anil and everybody, that led me to, and maybe he has made a decision and we haven't just seen it. I will say I saw some stuff he was tweeting that made me kind of hopeful. So we'll see. I think if Ken Buck is smart, he will. I mean, it's not like he's the most powerful person in Congress anyway. But
there won't be enough. Whatever they need, those people in conservative districts can kind of get away free from it, but not overturn it. Well, that's what they'll do. They always do. I mean, it's just,
Right, but I think the vote, it will be significant, the vote. And I think it'll be important to pay attention.
No, it won't be significant. They'll do what they've always done, and they'll override the veto.
No. I mean, I think it will be significant to me as a voter to see who votes for it. To me, in other words, it would be significant if Ken Buck did not vote to do that. That's something that I would, remember, when we go down there. Tipton is interesting. I think... maybe he'll have a primary. We'll never know. Hey, Chuck, because we are coming up. You want to talk real quickly about Cinegenics?
Sure. What greater time of year? It's coming up on January 1st, the time that you always want to get to it, get back, lose the weight, get back to a healthy regime. During these COVID times, you want to be as healthy as you can. I must have said I had COVID, and I really thank Julie McCallum for keeping me healthy. because it didn't have the effect it has had on some people like Chris Christie, but maybe just because he's evil. but you got to get your
that's
help.
Not part of the ad.
Yeah, sure it is. I think Julie would agree. Julie McCallum would agree. She's a good conservative. And so really give her a shot, give her a call, let her do a kind of a free analysis for you. It's 720-387-3681. I hope you do. I think you'll be really glad.
Yeah, tell Chuck and Julie sent you.
Chuck and Julie sent you.
Want to remind folks that you can catch all of our podcasts at chuckandjulie.com. Also, there are links to every podcast site you could imagine if you have your favorite podcast thing. We are still going to be going out. I know some people listen to us on Periscope. So if you're one of those people, actually dozens of people listen to us on Periscope. If you're one of those people, we're going to keep going on Periscope. Twitter is taking it away, but not until March. So we're just going to keep going on Periscope until it goes away. And I think then we'll just zip over to Twitter.
That'll be great.
Yeah, chuckandjulie.com, the one-stop shopping. After the first of the year, once Rev goes back to school, please God, we're going to start doing an email list where we'll give you Chuck's picks on some of the favorite columns or articles and links that he has all the time.
You have your own picks, but some... I read all of them all the time. There's some just great ones that I'd love to share with people.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, we'll let you know we tape the show. It's a tape show on Friday, so don't worry if we're not ignoring you if we don't respond. A great show. Ben Nicholas came on. And in the meantime, though, everybody, I hope you have a Merry Christmas
Eve. Merry Christmas and a happy COVID.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. We love you all, and we'll see you on Friday and then again on Monday.
Take care.